There is one corner of the economy where prices are actually deflating. Limited edition sneakers. We're talking Air Jordans, Nike Dunks, Air Force Ones. Now, last year, prices jumped because investors bought them and then flipped them for profit on the resale market. But now that hot market, not so much. Kind of like that old Nike commercial.
Oh, money, why you want to do that to me? Why you leave me hanging? Oh, Mike, man, that's cold, man.
Cold market indeed. Inti Pacheco is covering the story. He's a data reporter for the Wall Street Journal, and he covers Nike and sportswear brands. Hi, Inti.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm well. So can we back up to understand what's going on? What was it that inflated these high-end sneaker prices in the first place last year?
Well, we could attribute it all to the pandemic. I mean, people staying at home, spending less money, then you have the stimulus, and then a lot of the frenzy that happened around like financial investment and people getting into that, I think, led to this like sort of bubble that happened.
Oh, so like the stimulus put a lot of money in our pockets and we just look for places to put it?
Right, absolutely. I think there was like a trend there, you know, with cryptocurrencies, NFTs, and sneakers as well.
Yeah. Okay, so as far as the plunge we're seeing, can we talk about one shoe you mentioned in your article, the Nike Dunk Low Retro White Black? What happened to its price?
Well, if you're into sneakers, you can get that for a really low price right now. It used to be around $300 just like 3 or 4 months ago, March or April.
Wow.
And now you can get it for $200 or less.
What's your sense of why this market is softening now? I mean, did this kind of confluence of surging demand and maybe limited supply from the supply chain issues from the pandemic, did those features go away?
Sort of. I mean, what people were saying, the sneakerheads, you know, the people obsessed with the sneakers and involved in the reselling, they were saying, some of them said that there are now too many drops, you know, too many releases every week, every month. And there's also like a market saturation because there's a lot of people trying to sell them. So you can get, you know, where it was difficult to get a specific pair of sneakers, now you can easily find them.
Oh, so there's kind of a glut now. There's a lot to choose from, and that's pushing the price down. So I'm curious what you heard. You spoke to some independent sellers, people who are in this marketplace. I gather some of them are flippers or trying to flip these shoes to make money. What did they tell you about how they're dealing with right now?
One guy that I talked to who's more of a collector saw it as a golden opportunity to get the shoes that he's been wanting for years, but wouldn't want to spend like $400 on. There was one guy who's about to open his own store and he's like getting better deals because he can buy like sneakers in bulk, a specific style for a lower price than he would usually have to.
Okay, so this market hasn't gone away. I mean, that is for people who are in the know and know where to get them. It's just maybe the prices have fallen down, but this market is still going.
Oh, it's not going anywhere. I mean, there are a lot of resellers, a lot of people in the community involved. You know, there's like events where people are selling sneakers. There's like a bunch of stores that do like the reselling part of it. Just in the past 2 weeks, there were like huge releases involving like Virgil Abloh and Louis Vuitton, where they dropped like several styles of Air Force Ones.
The basketball shoes, yeah.
Right, and they sold for like almost $3,000. Now some have sold on StockX and GOAT for like over $12,000. There are still highly coveted sneakers, and those will sell for incredible amounts. But in general, the trend is that there are less people buying, or at least not spending as much when they buy. That's what the data was showing us.
Yeah. So let me ask you about whether there's a broader economics finance lesson here. Is this just a story of a boutique set of investments, these sneakers, or is there a broader thing going on, certain types of investments that are all falling right now?
I think sneakers can be looked at something that is part of this set of alternative assets that people were looking at during the pandemic, like NFTs or cryptocurrencies, you know, where people thought it was an easy way to make some money, But now they're thinking it's a bit more risky than they initially saw it as.
So are they putting their money, we think, into safer places?
Right. I mean, the people that still have the cash to like spend or like decide to invest in something that is as volatile as some of those alternative assets, they will keep doing so. But other people that decided to try it, let's say last year, and are now seeing the prices go down, they are, you know, they're getting scared and worried and deciding to just unload what they have so they can get their money back.
That's Inti Pacheco, data reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Inti, thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me.